Let's start the show.
When the baby was born, I promised Karen I'd quit smoking, but I didn't know how.
Well, that's when a friend of mine recommended Odweeds, the first brand of marijuana with no THC. So it's like O'Doul's, but for weed.
Now I can get that full reefer aroma without any of the guilt. Shotgun, little buddy.
Honey, I think he likes it.
This reminds me when I was a girl and I used to smoke grass with all the Negro jazz musicians. Come on, Martha. Now puff, puff, give. Come on.
Old Weeds, all the reefer, none of the guilt.
I know what you're thinking.
But it's Old Weeds, man.
Can I hit that? Tastes like the chronic, and yet it's not.
Wrong bag, man.
Forget about your reefer needs. Go ahead and try Old Weeds from the makers of the Crack Patch.
You know, my wife's little cousin, Andrew, put me on to these A1 mixtapes. You ever seen those? It's like the hottest thing you ever seen. These basketball tapes is the bomb. They got some of the nastiest street players I've ever seen in my life. Go ahead, show them some of the A1. Now, as dope as that was, the new A1 mixtape kills it because it does all sports, not just basketball, and it's off the hook. Check it out, I'm serious.
It only seems like I get everything that I want. I spit a lot of birds. I get what I've been doing.
I'm a breakout. But don't despair. We have jokes and jokes and jokes and jokes.
I drooled on myself.
Yo, this is Talib Kweli, BKMC.
And this is Mos Def, Pretty Flacco, Black Dante, the Boogeyman.
I don't know about y'all, but I used to play a lot of basketball on the playground growing up. And every time I do something sweet or cool, shout out my favorite basketball player, because I felt like him. You ever do that? Jordan! Nowadays, we know so much about NBA players. Not only can we do that on the basketball court, we can do that in our everyday lives. And I'll show you how.
Kobe! You're under arrest.
Rasheed Wallace.
David Stoudemire.
My point is, Stevenson, you're going to have to show a little more effort around here.
More effort, huh? Sprewell.
Paul Pierce.
Oh.
When are you going to come and claim these kids?
Every pro athlete ever.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Dennis Rodman.
Hell no.
OJ.
Hey, guys. Now, recently, People Magazine actually said that my show was sub-sophomoric and immature. Something like that. I don't know why they would say that I'm immature, but if you think that my show is immature, then I would like to dedicate this next piece to whoever wrote that article at People.
Couples, and you guessed it, make them trade spouses for a whole month. Watch the sparks fly today, because for the first time on our show, we're going interracial.
Daddy's going away for a little while, all right? I'm going to live with a white family. Y'all be good.
What you going to be doing with a white family?
It's a TV show. Say hi to America. Anybody try to touch your mother? Punch him in his
Look, son. Dad's going away for a few weeks, so we should be good, okay, Squirt?
Whatever.
I love you.
Oh, Eskimo kisses.
Mm. You must be little T-Mart. Would you like to call me Daddy?
Hmm? Is it okay if I call you Mr. D's?
Mr. D's?
D's Nuts!
I don't understand.
What's happening?
You must be Leonard.
That's right.
Can I call you Daddy?
Hell no. Only your mama calls me Daddy. Take my bag up to my room. And if I find out you've been going through my shit, I'm going to beat you in your ass. You understand?
Welcome. Good to have you here.
Good to be here. Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't smell no dinner cooking. So come on, make some grits. Hello.
Dinner, mister.
I'm glad you asked, little buddy. This here is cauliflower, this is corned beef hash, and these are parsnips.
What the f*** is a parsnip?
I mean, just so you know, Todd would usually do the dishes after dinner.
Well, just so you know, his ass will be back April 13th. Don't be dangerous. My pop, you do your homework.
Yeah.
We'll go downstairs and wash your ass, and then we'll watch Martin Lawrence.
You want me to light your cigarette for you, too?
I'm going to check your tone, girl, if you get your voice on before I put your ass outside.
Racial profiling?
Who the f*** is Renee Zellweger?
What's wrong, sweetie?
T-Mart's been backtalking me, and I need you to take care of it for me.
T-Mart? Excuse me. I'll be right back.
All right.
You're in big trouble, mister.
What, you gonna hit me or something?
You're going on timeout. For 15 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Starting now, T-Mart. Timeout!
Time out is sweet. Halle Berry, here I come.
Hey, my car. The hell are you listening to?
Snoop 50 Cent. I'm from the streets, man. G-Unit.
Come on. Get in the car. Get your ass in the car. Hey, y'all, my top, home sweet home, the hood.
All right, little fella.
Say hello to your people for me. And tell them when you see them that Leonard Washington is glad he made it out. Go on. Go on.
Goodbye. And if you need money, sell rocks. I heard that's what they do around here.
The hell is that? Damn, bitch, was this a lightsaber? Night-night.
Do you want to have sex with me, Todd?
Yes, I would like that very much.
Okay.
Oh. Excuse me. Do you mind if I turn off this R&B music? I kind of want to hear you breathing.
Okay. Do you want to take off your pajama bottoms?
Actually, I feel more comfortable if I just pulled my penis to its hole.
I'm sorry, baby. I don't go south of the border. It's just one thing that Leonard Washington don't do.
But Leonard, it's okay. I'm waxed.
Damn! Now, I done heard of trimming the hedges. But you done scorched the earth. I smell your lightsaber.
Lightsaber? Leonard and I hardly even talk anymore. The other night he came home at 3 a.m. I had no idea where he was. He uses profanity around Jeffrey. I just don't feel like we're sharing. I don't feel like there's any reciprocity there.
How do you feel about all this, Leonard?
Bitch, I'll never forgive you for this. Don't get in the car. Warm it up.
This is good. You can let out whatever you feel in here, Leonard.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't crazy. I don't need no psychiatrist. And if you ever tell anybody I've been in here, I'll f***ing kill you.
It's confidential here, Leonard. I won't tell anyone. It's just between us.
Well, then confidentially, I am crazy. And I'll f***ing kill you.
Well, it's been a wild and crazy month. Let's see what our interracial families have learned.
I learned a lot from Sharon, and I learned a lot from Little T. Martin. Quite frankly, I'll miss them both very much. And for the first time in my life, I tasted brown sugar. And not my oatmeal.
Yeah, you know, this show taught me that no matter where you come from, you know what I'm saying, or what color your skin is, we all pretty much do the same things in life. Raise our kids, make love from town to town, and wash. Speaking of which, I learned that white people don't use washcloths. Did you know that? I'm serious. They have one bar of soap in the house. Every time I use it, somebody else's pubic hair was in it. So I use the cloth. Why you guys gotta put the raw bar of soap in your butt and all this? Maybe I need to wash my face or my feet.
Todd and Leonard are very different. Although Lynn is the love of my life, in a different world, I could see myself with Todd. Although the penis through the whole thing was kind of weird. And I am missing some of my draws.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, oh. Titty residue. Hello? Hello?
We're going to take a quick commercial break, but don't go anywhere, because we're coming right back with more Chappelle Show. I promise. So I got a little riddle for you. What happens when you take two of Brooklyn's finest MCs and put them together in a group? Well, then you have my next guest, make some noise, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, Black Star.
This is a real nigga PSA from the Black Star Embassy in Brooklyn, entitled What Is Beef?
Yeah, I was sold to a sick European by a rich African battling. Middle passages, I can't go back again. Battling years of denying history, lies with mysteries, wives with misty eyes, watching they niggas be beating bitches. Wilderness in North America, ran by the river, only stopping to pray. Chased by predators, terrorists with etiquette who vote and kill their president. Their capacity for evil so evident and prevalent. Ain't no hesitation to evolve, a nation dissolve. While we sit back waiting to evolve. Those who were trading their freedom for their protection deserve neither a name, tradition, religion. You learn Jesus, turn the other cheek, inherit the earth. Just say meek, where you speak. Try to walk, we chop off your feet. Fast forward to 2003, niggas beef the psychology of children as slaves.
Beef is not what Jay to Nas.
Come on,
beef is well working, niggas can't find jobs. City trying to find niggas to raw, trying to find bigger guns so they can finish the job.
Yeah.
Beef is when the crack kids can't find moms, cause they in a pine box, a lock behind bars.
Yeah.
Beef ain't the summer jam for Hot 97. Beef is the cocaine and AIDS epidemic. Beef don't come with a radio edit.
Nope.
Beef is when the judge is calling you defendant. Beef, it come with a long jail sentence, handed down to you in a few short minutes.
Yeah.
Beef is when your girl come through for a visit, talking about I'm pregnant by some other nigga. Beef is high blood pressure and bad credit. Need a loan for your home and you're too broke to get it. And all your little kids is doing is getting bigger. You're trying not to raise them around these wild niggas. Beef is when a gold digger got your seed in a manicured handout like, pay me, nigga. Or I'm telling your wife for starting up some foul rumor that'll ruin your life. Beef is when a gangster ain't doing it right. And other gangsters done decided what to do with his life. Beef is not what these famous niggas do on the mic. Beef is what George Bush would do in a fight.
That's right.
Beef is not what Josh said to 50. Beef is well done Herb not being here with me when a soldier ends his life with his own gun. Beef is trying to figure out what to tell his son. Beef is oil prices and geopolitics. Beef is Iraq, the West Bank, and some beef is big and some beef is small, but with charcoal beef, it's no beef at all. Beef is real life happening every day, and it's realer than them songs that you did at K-Slay. This has been a Black Star PSA from Mos Def, Pretty Flacco, Black Dante, and the Black Star Embassy.
Black Star.
Beat to the K.
I'd like to thank my guests, Black Star, Mos Def, and Talib Kweli. God bless you all. God bless America. God bless the world, because we're in trouble. I'm out. I'll see you next year, God willing. Rich, bitch.
Hi, thank you. Wednesday night at 10:30. It's the Best of Chappelle Show.
Congratulations, Dave!